Okay, my name's Heidi Kester. And I just have some slides that are admittedly recycled, but I saw Jamie at breakfast and I thought maybe some people would be interested in this. So I just want to get to the slide set of slides. Basically, the point I'm going to try to convey here is basically to give you a quick idea of some of the benefits of just collecting some simple data while you're doing computer access services. And all the data that you see here were collected using Compass software, which is one tool that you can use. I'd be happy to talk about Compass afterwards, and I have some demos and so on if you get interested, but I'm mainly just going to focus on these examples. And essentially, Compass presents simple skill activities, and it's going to measure speed and accuracy during those skills. So that's a very quick overview, and I'm going to give you a couple examples of how people have used this. This young lady here is a high school student with cerebral palsy. The issue was, what's the best place to mount a switch on her headrest? Do I have a pointer at all? Use the mouse. Ah, all right. So you can see here she has this headrest. She's got some driving switches, but she did not have reliable single switch access. So they used Compass to compare several different switch sites. And essentially it presents a prompt. She clicks the switch wherever you've mounted it, and it's just recording how quickly she responded and how long she held the switch before she released. I'm just going to go through this real quick. If you have detailed questions, you know, we can talk about that at length anytime afterwards. There were five different spots that were tried. Actually, three of them were on the headrest, and they tried a couple that were hand and finger. And basically, you see here the average time it took her to respond to the prompt, how long it took her to press, and how long it took her to release. And what this team found to be the most interesting out of these data, actually, was that for the head left and right, they're here and here, that she could get off that switch really quickly. And with the other sites, she'd press it, but she couldn't get off as quickly as she would like. So to this team, anyway, in interpreting these data, also the overall time was fairly significantly quicker with the head right and left. So it helped them weed out and look at where to focus for future training with this person. Oh, this has the tap to move. Okay. Okay, so that's example one. Example two relates to keyboard input, text entry. This is a woman with multiple sclerosis. Not especially aware of her strengths and limitations, but she did report some difficulty with typing. And it offered the opportunity to look in more detail at her typing with the Compass sentence test. And at baseline, the data show that she's typing at 2.2 words a minute, and her total errors, in other words, out of all her keystrokes, how many were mistakes? 60% of them were mistakes. And when you look at a Compass report, it will show you every keystroke that was pressed, if you want to find out in more depth what happened. And many of her errors were due to just holding the key down too long. So despite the fact that she'd had this issue for quite a long time, nobody had ever said to her, she'd never been aware that she could adjust that time. And there she is typing two words a minute with 60% errors. She'd been doing that for years. Okay, this is not important, but what I want to show you is with that information, this group adjusted that repeat rate for her on the keyboard, just the built-in window setting, and then, okay, let's take another measurement and see what the benefit was. In this case, it improved her typing speed about 50%. I mean, it's still slow, but 50% is 50%. That was a benefit to her. Also shows that her errors were cut in about half. And the interesting thing here is that the repeat was so overwhelming that if you had just kind of been observing, you might have said, that's her whole problem, it's repeat. Once we fix that, it's going to be fine. So the interesting thing here, I think, is that it shows improvement, and yet we're not done. You know, she's still, so you can kind of chip away at some of these issues and see how much difference it makes. One other quick example, young adult with cerebral palsy, fairly high functioning, uses a computer a lot. She has several different pointing devices, as many of us use a mouse, we use a trackpad, depending what computer we're on. And she was curious if any pointing device offered a clear advantage to her. Now, if you looked at her, to me at least, qualitatively observing her, you would see good performance. I wouldn't have said that there's really any difference if I had just watched her use different pointing devices. But if you look at her mouse time, she's basically about twice as fast with the mouse as she is with either of the other two. And that's actually fairly common. If you measured yourself, you might find something similar. So the question for her is that important enough to you that you might hook up a mouse, you know, carry an infrared mouse with you when you're using your laptop? You know, we're not going to decide that that means she should change her behaviors, but it gives her some very specific information that she can then decide what she wants to do about that. So very quickly, I just wanted to kind of show you some of the simple ways you can use these data to enhance what you can convey to your clients. Thanks. It's $179.